Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Chaf Ches. Chaf Ches Amabez, the Gemara brings up a halacha that tefillin have to be made from a kosher animal. So we're going to talk about two topics today relating to that batim of the tefillin. The Gemara says, Chaf Ches Amabez, Ela hadatani Rav Yosef, lehochshru melecha shamayim ela or behema Torah belvad. Melecha shamayim, meaning doing mitzvos, is only kosher with the skin of a tohar animal. Lamai hilchasa. What exactly is that referring to? Which part of, which mitzvah is that referring to? So the Gemara says, right, the Gemara says, Kivan de Rabbinin or behema tmei la oel ameis, hadin Rav Yosef, lamai hilchasa, maida hava havi. It has to be something lamaisa. So the Gemara answers, the tefillin. Something of tefillin. Tefillin have to be made from kosher animals. The question is, which part of tefillin? There are a lot of parts of the tefillin. There's the cloth, there's the batim, there's the threads that you use to tie up the tefillin, to tie up the boxes. So the Gemara says, tefillin bedik sibuhu. You don't need a special drusha of Rav Yosef to teach me that it has to be made from kosher. Why? It says, Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha, Min Amutter Beficha. There's a specific pasuk by tefillin, that Lamantia Torah, so that the tefillin is in your mouth, and we darsha from there, only from something that's mutter to put into your mouth. You have to make the tefillin. So Gemara says, Ela Le Oran. It's the Oran, Rashi, La Or Tfus Shelohen, Shaksavim Shalaparshios munachimbo, meaning not the cloth. The cloth, obviously, you know, that's from Minamutter Beficha, but even the but we call the batim. Tahai lomi lamantia nafka. That's not learned out from lamantia to halav Torah ksivabe. Because that's Torah Hashem. There's no Torah Hashem on the outer batim. So therefore, that's not learned out from that pasuk. Says the Gemara, 1 second. There is Torah written on those batim. But Amar Abaya, shin shel tefillin alachamosh b'sinai. On the tefillin shel rosh, there is a shin. With three legs, four legs, but there's a shin on the boxes. So that also should be included in Torah Hashem Beficha. So therefore, again, we know it already. So what is the Chiddush of Yosef that it has to be from Or Behema Tahorah? So Ela Lekarchan Besairon Ultofren Begidin. Rather, it means when you tie them up, you have to tie them up with the gidin, the sinews and the hair of a kosher animal. So Gemara says, Hanami Alachem Moshe B'Sinai, that also we know from Alachem Moshe B'Sinai, you don't need that from Rav Yosef. Remember, Alachem Moshe B'Sinai means there's no remez in the Torah, you just know it from the Sorah. Tefillin Merubos, Alachem Moshe B'Sinai. The fact that tefillin have to be square. Nechrochos Besairon, and it throws Begidin. So you know that already, Alachem Moshe B'Sinai. So the Maskana is Ela Leritzuos. The straps of the tefillin, you're right, the batim are already included, but the Chiddush Rav Yosef that the straps also have to be made from klafa, from the hide of a kosher animal. But don't we know that it's Alach Moshe B'Sinai to have them black? Gemara says, yeah. Nehita Gemiri Shacharos, Tahoros Migamiri. You know they have to be black, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but you don't know they have to be from a kosher animal, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So that's the Maskana. The Maskana is that it has to be the Ritzuos. So, fine. There is a Machlokas Haposkim, which relates to this Gemara. That's the point number one that we are going to get into. And that is the tefillin that boxes, can they be made from more than one or not? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says here, the Magen Avraham comments on it in Sifkata Nun Beis, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Yaseh Dalet Batim Me'ar Echad, L'shal Rosh, Ubayis Achaz L'shal Yad. You should make the four batim with one R, one skin. You shouldn't have them patched together. Says the Magen Avraham, Delo Kemashma Misefer Atruma, Da'af Bachatichos Tfuros Yachad Choshev Ar Echad. Not like the Sefer HaTshuma, who says that you can have them sewn together. That's also considered one. Delesa, because that's not. It has to be one, according from the Bach. Aval ba'aguda ochiyav gam kein techashiv kar echad. But the Aguda says if it's sewn together, it is one or. Kakaz v'atosas b'menachas. And he quotes that from Tosfos. So the Magen Avraham seems to say, Lakula, that it does not have to be, it can be nitvar, as long as it's sewn together, that's also okay to use. The Vilna Gaon, Paskin's like, no, the Vilna Gaon says the Shulchan Aruch is correct. The Gra says, quotes Rashi, Pirish me'ar echad shalem, v'kach kasav shimusha rabba, v'yaf, even though Tosfos quotes the other opinion, but it's only one day. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah summarizes this machlokes in Sifkatan Kuf Ayin Beis, here in Siman Lamed Beis, v'chatichos or tfurim yachad, mitzadi ramagin avram tachashuvim kar echad, v'chen kasav b'tshuvas chasam sofer, v'imhayu rak devukos b'devek machmir sham. And he quotes that sewn is better than glued. Ava v'chayada mashma the opposite, du'adim hain devukos b'devek, v'chen mashma arzaruah. Glued is just as good and some say even better. V'chen ispashit ato'a minog b'medina seinu. And so too, that's the minog of using, if you can't get one or, it's hard to get one or, so you could use two oros and glue them or sew them together. Mikol makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchila roi v'nochon lasosu miyorech and mamish. It's roi to use one or ki yesh machmirin v'sovrin to lo mani b'chatichos furos yachad o medubachos b'devek. Some say it's makiv lechatchila. And this is what, one of the questions that the sofer asks, right? It's more expensive to get, but tefillin when orechad. Orechad means one hide for the bat. And the Bir Halacha also goes through all of the Mar Makomos here with the Magen Avram and the Gra and the others and the Chassam Sofer. But what does this have to do with our Gemara? So some Achronim, it's quoted in the Nechad of the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Magen Giborim, the Chassam Sofer quotes this question from the Magen Giborim. And that is, Magen Giborim brings a Raya that it must be that Tfira does not work. It wouldn't work. Why wouldn't Tfira work? Because what our Gemara suggests, our Gemara said, what is the halacha of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef says that it has to be kosher, come from kosher animals. So the Gemara says, it's referring to tefillin. What do you mean tefillin? You know it already. And he says, no, it's referring to the batim. What do you mean the batim? We already know that the batim also have the shin on it. So ask the Magen Giborim, why didn't the Gemara answer to that? Maybe the shin could be written. Maybe the halacha Moshe Sinai is that the shin would be written on a behemah tahora, but the tefillin would be made of the behemah tamea, and you sew it together. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that that's the case that the Rav Yosef is referring to? From the halacha Moshe Sinai, you only know that the shin of the tefillin have to be written on cloth that is from a kosher animal. But maybe the tefillin themselves don't. Why did the Gemara suggest that? That's the case that even the tefillin have to be made. It must be that tefira would not work. The Isak Adai, the Chassam Sofer in Arachaim, Simen Hay, quotes this Taina from the Magen Giborim. He quotes our Gemara. The Isak Adai, the tefira mahani, maikusha. And the tefira works. What's the problem? Ha-itstrich, I would have had to say, Dahava mina yaseh batim me'or behema temeya, v'yitfar lohem shin k'suval or tahora. So isn't that a raya that tefira does not work? Says the Chassam Sofer, no. I don't think that's a raya. There's a different reason why the Gemara wouldn't suggest it. Lafiyan asked that. He said, Pashu de Lomahani. No, of course that Gemara didn't want to suggest that. Why? Because if you have the shin of the tefillin on kosher animal and the tefillin on a non-kosher animal, is that cool? And you tie it together. It's not that tefira doesn't work. It's exactly the opposite. Tefira would work, and therefore that would be considered a shin written on a non-kosher animal. Because you go by the ikur beged. Zeh pashut lo mahani. Kemo talis shel tzemer uknafayim shelor. If you have a beged, a whole tzitzis, what we call the beged of tzitzis, made out of wool, and just the corners are made out of leather. Chayavim betzitzis al kanfei or. Even though leather wouldn't be chayiv, but even because the corners are made out of leather, but the whole beged, so it's called a beged semer. That tefira osa echad v'avi tzitzis al talas semer v'hi shel or uknafer shel semer petura the basar ikar talas azlinan v'hachanami, says the Chassam Sofer. There's no raya that, oh, it shows that tefira wouldn't work. No, tefira would work, exactly the opposite, and therefore it wouldn't even be considered a shin on kosher animal. Hachanami abaya shel tmeya v'tefer lashin shel tahor psula the basar ikar abaya azlinan. That's Chassam Sofer. The Shuas Yaakov also writes that maybe it wouldn't be called a chibur because it's two different items. Kosher and not kosher maybe don't come together, but if it's the same item, two kosher animals, then maybe it would be good. Even if you want to say the Gemara says that tefira is a problem, but either way, this is one machlokas aposkim about or echad or two oros and the raya or no raya from our Gemara. The other point to make is what the Rishonim deal with in this Gemara. Fascinating. So the Gemara says here, what's the maskana? The maskana is it's that the ritzuos. I wouldn't have known the ritzuos have to come from a kosher animal because the ritzuos don't have any, that wouldn't be included in Lamantia Torres Hashem Beficha. It's not Torres Hashem. It's just the ritzuos. And therefore, you need Rav Yosef to teach me otherwise. Ask the Ramban one second. The ritzuos don't have Shem Hashem on them? One second. We know that the shin on the Shel Rosh, that's only the shin, but shin dalad yud, you have the name of Hashem. Where's the dalad? On the ritzuos. In the back of the Shel Rosh, you have the dalad. Some have a double dalad, some have one dalad, but ask the Ramban. So why is it just like it's pashut that the shin has to be from a kosher animal, but what about the dalad and the yud? Also, that should be the ritzuos form those letters too, right? You have the dalet on the shel rosh, you have the yud on the shel yad. So why is that any worse and less? The standards would be lower than the shin. Umiyu bahada amran ella ritzuos say and ask the Ramban on our Gemara kashalon. V'ha yud v'dalis shel tefillin halacha Moshe b'Sinai. The Gemara says later on in Daf Samach Beis that the yud and the dalis of the tefillin are also halacha Moshe b'Sinai. and also a Menachas. Ukivan shashem kasuv beratzuos muter beficha beinan kid beinan mishum shin shel tefillin. So what's the difference between the shin written on the box of the tefillin shel rosh and the dalan and the yurn? And just like you're saying that the batim need to have obviously halacha mosh b'sidin has to be kosher, and you don't need the Rav Yosef of or behema tahora. So too by the ritzuos. Good. So how do you answer that? So Bali, Tosfos in a few places. Tosfos later on in Daf Samach Beis, and Tosfos in Brachas on Daf Vav say, change the girsa. Change the girsa over there. Over there. Why? Because what's the problem? Our Gemara only mentions the shin of the tefillin without mentioning the dalan of the yud. That's Ramban's problem. If you look over there on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, shin shel tefillin, halacha Moshe Misinai. Amar Abaya, dalan shel tefillin, halacha Moshe Misinai. V'yamar Abaya, yud shel tefillin, halacha Moshe Misinai. All three are mentioned. That's halacha Moshe Misinai, says the Gemara. And therefore, that's Ramban's kasha. Says Tosfos there, v'lo gar sinan dalas v'yud shel tefillin. No, I don't think you're goris them. Why? Because of our Gemara. Kedemucha, where about Malikin? Gabi Hadatani Rav Yosef. Look, Shul Mechashayim, Umukila Ritzu Oseyan. He implicitly is bothered by the Rabban's Kasha, and therefore he says, you're right. Right? It's not a Lachmosh B'Sinai, the Dalan and the Yud, and that's why it wouldn't have to be from a kosher animal, because if it would be Allah Chamosh Misinai, so then it would be a problem. So Tosfos quotes our Gemara as a riot, but there are others. If you look in Tosfos in Brachos on Davav, Tosfos in Brachos on Davav quotes the Gemara in Megillah as a riot, because the Gemara says that the Ritzuos of the Tefillin are called Tashmishe Mitzvah, not Tashmishe Kedusha. We know the Gemara discusses two types of items that are subject to Geniza or not subject to Geniza, and the Brisa says on Dav Chav Vav Mabez in Miseches Megillah, Tan Rabbanan, Tashmishe Mitzvah, Nizrakin, Tashmishe Kedusha, Nignazin. What are Tashmishe Mitzvah? Items used for a mitzvah or items used for Kedusha, Inherem Kedusha, Ve'elohein. Tashmishe Mitzvah, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis. Right, those are used at the time when they are in use for a mitzvah, and then they can be thrown out. Meikar Adin Nizrakin. Ve'elohein Tashmishe Kedusha, Dulus Kemei Svarim, items, covers for Sfarim themselves, tefillin and mezuzas, v'tikshel sefer Torah, v'nartikshel tefillin, v'ritzuo sehen. So what is, where did the ritzuo sehen, where does this go on the list? So look at Tosfos there. Mikan mashma, ritzuo sehen are on the list of Tashmishe Kedusha. It says Tosfos, Mikan mashma, shadalas vayud, shabakesha ritzua, enen osias gemuros, v'lo avelach moshi v'sina ki mashin shebebatim. Midolo kari hacha l'ritzuos ela tashmishe kedusha. V'achanami mashba v'akol matzarbe. It's tashmishe kedusha. It's not kedusha itself. And therefore, says the Tosfos, the fact that, I'm sorry, I take it back from before, not that it's a tashmishe mitzvah, tashmishe kedusha, but it's not kedusha itself, right? It's not called tfksav. And therefore, says Tosfos, that is the raya that it is going to be, the dalet and the yud shouldn't be on the list of Alchem HaShem Sinai's, the shin. The shin is different. Also, the Mordechai makes a point. He says, first of all, that Gemara over there in Daf Samach Beis, it says, before you go into the bathroom, you have to take off your tefillin. Why? Because of the shin. Hanichnas Beis Akisei Cholei Tefillin Bricha Dalanamas Venichnas Hasam Yishum Shin Damar Abaya Shin Shal Tefillin Alchem HaShem Sinai. What do you mean because of the shin? Because of the dalan on the yud. Says the Mordechai, like Tosfos says, no, it must be that the dalan on the yud are not part of the Alchem HaShem Sinai. Also, he notes that maybe there would be a problem of being matir the kesher of the tefillin, right? If, let's say I want to make it bigger or smaller. What do you mean? You're destroying God's name. If you undo the dal and undo the yud, it must not really be God's name, and therefore it's not halach moshe b'sinai. That is how Bali Tosfos in Megillah and in Brachas, Davav, and here Shabbos, Daf Samach Beis, how they answer the question of the Ramban, and that is the difference between the shin and the dal and the yud. Only the shin has halach moshe b'sinai, only that has to be on a kosher animal, learned that from halach moshe b'sinai, and that's why the dal and the yud don't have the same status. And therefore, that's why our Gemara leaves it out. But the Ramban himself does not say that. There are two or three other answers to this question, and all of them have one thing in common. They're not machalik fundamental like Tosfos. Meaning, even though, no, you take that Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Samach Beis, literally, all three are halacha moshe b'sinai, the shin on the shel rosh, and the dalan on the yud on the shel, and the dalan on the back of the shel rosh, and the yud on the shel yad, they're all halacha moshe b'sinai, but afa pikein, there's different levels in their kedusha. Says the Ramban. The Ramban says, first answer, v'efshar demeritzuos diyad kamar. Maybe the Ritzuos in our Gemara here on Shabbos Chaf Ches, that's only referring to the Ritzuos of the Shel Yad. Why? Because you're right, the Dalid on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, that would be okay, but the Shel Rosh has the Shin and the Dalid now. The Yeshra, the Ritzuos, the Yad Kalmar, the Iker Kesher Shel Tefillin, Kesher Shel Rosh, Sheishbo Rubo Shel Shem. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is different than the Tefillin Shel Yad. The Tzorach Iyun, the Ramban, does not like that, doesn't say why, maybe because they're both Ritzuos, the Dalet is the Ritzua, and the Yud is the Ritzua. How can you connect the Shin and the Dalet versus the Yud? But either way, this is one answer that the Ramban says. But then the Ramban gives a more fundamental answer, which is expanded upon by the Rashba, the Ritva, his Talmidim. The Talmidim don't even quote the first answer, but this is it. V'ikala Meimar, says the Ramban, Shin dihiksiva kayemes havi ketoras Hashem b'ficha. Dalet v'yud diksharim heim lo. Shin is a permanent ksiva. Once you put that into the batim, that's a ksiva. And that's Torah Hashem b'ficha. That's included. The Dalet and the Yud, even though they're Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, he doesn't say like Tosfos, even though Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, they're ksharim. They're not. And therefore, it's different. What is he driving at? Sounds like it's not called ksav. It's not called Torah Hashem. If you look in the Rashba. The Rashba here expands upon it. V'yesh lomer dahanu lav ksiva hein. It's not ksiva, ela kesher ba'alma v'eino chashav ksav. Not the focus of kayama, but it's not called ksiva. You look at a shin, on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you can read that as a shin. You look at the knot on the back, if you ask most people who don't know, they would say that's a dalad. No, they would say that's a knot. They wouldn't say that's a dalad. That's not called ksav. And the Ritva also, again, all three have a little slightly different formulation, but if you look at the Ritva here also, the Ritva says, the Yesh Lomar, the shiny osil shall kesher, she'enam davar shall kayama, shaharei, efshar lahatiro, velachzer kamosha, you can undo it. You can't undo the shin of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. That shows that it's a real ksiva. But the Tefillin Shel Yad, even the Dalet of the Tefillin Shel Rosh could be undone. It's a knot, and you could undo a knot, and therefore, that shows it is not Shel Kayama. So there's a fundamental difference between the type of, even though it all spells out Shem Hashem, and it's all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there's a difference in Lamdis between the Shin, which has the actual status of Ksav, and the Dalet and the Yud. And then the Ritva has one cool line. The Ritva says, and surely it's not called Ksav, according to, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, but it's a misprint. It should be according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, against Rabbeinu Tam. The Kolshigin, the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Shesover, Ki Mitzvah Lasos, Akesha, B'Kol Shas, Hanacha. Right, the Machlokes quoted in Mesechas Menachas and elsewhere, but the Ritva alludes to it here. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, Ukshartam Laosal Yodecha means you have to tie the tefillin knots every single day. Not what we do. We just put on the tefillin. The knots stay over time. The knot on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, you have to tie the knot every day and untie it. So says the Ritva, surely according to him it's not called Ksav, it's just a Kesher, because you vade have to untie it every day. Not just if you would untie it. You do untie it every day, and therefore according to him for sure, it is not called Ksav, it's just a Kesher. Right, this Machlokes, Rabbeinu Eliyahu, we don't pass in that way. Right? We pass in like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that of course you don't have to. You don't have to do it. You don't have to undo it every day, and there is a well-known, or we'll make it well-known in the discussion, the Seder Hadoros, a sefer from the 1800s, who is an encyclopedia going through everyone from the Tanaim, and he's a little paragraph for each Tana, for each Amora, for each Rishon, so he quotes under Rabbeinu Yaakov, which is on page 207 in my edition, Rabbeinu Yaakov meaning Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes the following story, that Rabbeinu Tam once saw a Navi. And then he says, Adoni Tishal El Marino El Eliomi Paris, Lorabeno Tam, Hey Koshin Kesher Sotfilin, Imsorach Lakasho Bholyom Al Odai Behiduk, Otsorach Hiduk Vikshira, Vanavi Karav Miad Lefneim, Es Matatron, he was talking to Malachim, it's an apocryphal story, and there's Homachlokes, and then they bring in Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu supports the Shita of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. They have to retie it every day. And the Gemara, at the end, it says that Shachara Aposh Rabbeinu Tam, the Yamal Raglav, Rabbeinu Tam got very angry, and he stood up on his feet, Vikra Bakal Gadon, he screamed at Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomar, Moshe Rabbeinu Al Bashalom, raid! Come down here! The Chain Tzakim Opamen, Ashayor Moshe Rabbeinu Bi Yeshiva, Moshe Rabbeinu came down, the Yomar Rabbeinu Tam, and Yomer, She'ein Lachar Kesher Shal Tfilin Bechol Yom, the Shalot Tzivisa Zebetora! No, you didn't command this in the Torah, Shekibalta! Me'akadish Baruchu, the Hoda Moshe Rabbeinu Dvarav, the Yelechlo, What an unusual version of a story. That's the Seder Adaras. Reb Chaim Brisker, when he heard that story, he said it's apikarsis. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what you saw this Amuna. Moshe Emes Vasaraso Emes. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. There was when the publisher wanted to publish this, to get Reb Chaim's Askama, he said, I'll give you Askama, but you got to take out that page because it's apikarsis. But they say when he got back to it was already printed and he couldn't do it, so he printed a Haskama with Reb Chaim and he just wrote a note that this page is apikarsis. I don't know that you don't have that note in my edition. But either way, this is the another day of how could our Gemara mention that only a shin? So says the Ramban, says the Rashba, says the Ritva, because the other ones have a different status. This might even be alluded to in the Shita of the Rambam, and we'll finish with this. The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph of Tfilin, Shmona Halachos Yesh B'Maisa Tfilin, Kulan L'Moshe Misinai. Eight Halachos that are Halachos Moshe Misinai. One of them is, V'shiyah Be'or Shel Rosh Tzuras Shin Miyamin U'Mismol. You have to put the shin on. The Rambam has that in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. The shin has Halachos Moshe Misinai. But if you look later on in that Perek, the Rambam says that a Jew has to make the Tfilin. A Jew has to make the Tfilin. Says the Enos and Tfilin El Yisrael Sha'asiyasan Kichsivasan Vipnei Hashin Sha'osin Ha'ba'or. Why do you have to make it Asiya? You have to take the Asiya Lishma because of the Shin Sha'osin Ba'or. So the Rambam says, quotes the Shin in Halacha Tezvav and Tezayin. I'm sorry, I left something out. Perakim Halacha Aleph. After quoting the Shin as part of Halacha Moshe Misinai, he also quotes the Dalet. Shiyu Ritzua Shcharas Viu Kesher Shalam Kesher Yedua Ketzuras Dal, like a Dalet. So the Rambam quotes Halacha Moshe Misinai both the Dalet and the Shin, and later on he says, but a Jew has to make the Tefillin because of the Shin. So he asks the Brisker Rav, I don't understand. The Jew has to make the Tefillin, so it should be for the Shin and the Dalet. The Rambam says both of them are Halacha Moshe Misinai. Why would it only say the Shin and not the Dalet? So explains the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Tefillin, there must be two different ideas. There's a Halacha Moshe Misinai that the Ritzuos have to be Nikshar in the form of a Dalet. But that's Halacha Moshe Misinai regarding the Tzuras HaKesher. But it's not about Ksav. Similar to what we were saying. The Nimsa da Dalet Shenemer Ba'alacha Rak Litzura Ba'alma Shakesher Yekatzuras Dalet. Avalomishim to be in on Os Dalet Baharitzuos Vakesher. Not because you need a Dalet as a letter. It's just a din in the Kshira. You have to be kosher it in the form of a Dalet. But not that you're supposed to produce a letter Dalet as a Ksiva in Tfilin. Ubozech Halukim Eim Shtei Alachas Me'adadi. To be Shin Shal Tfilin Havi Alacha Shoye Nechtav Alabatim Suras Hashin Miyaminu Mismo Viachodul of Torah's Ksav. That is the status of ksav. Aval gabei dalas lo nomar ba'alacha shum din shel ksav os klal rak dekach tzricha lios tzuras hakesher kamo dalas. You have to tie it like this. Aval kol panim kol dino hu rak toras kesher bilvad, not a din of os. And that's why he says beautiful. Our Gemara, which is talking about what you have to do, what you have to write from a kosher animal, that might not include the dalas because that's not a din of ksav. The Gemara later on that's mentioning halacha Moshe Misinai's, that mentions all three because that's all what you have to do. Not that all the same way. One's ksav and one's kesher. But says the Brisker Rav, this chilek helps explain a number of items. That's why it's only tashmisha kedusha and not kedusha itself because it is just it's not meant to be ksav, it's just a din of the kesher. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, these are two little halachas. Many halachas related to the bottom of tefillin. These are two. One in terms of the or echad, shtei oros, and one in terms of the shin and the dalet and the yud. Okay, we'll stop here.